Welcome to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are doing well. In this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of bettering your subject. So one of the things that I think is great about photography, and I think it's great about the creative practice and the arts and being able to create things, is that we're able to fulfill something within ourselves and our creative practice and our creative process that allows us to better understand why we create something, the way we connect with the world. But I think that's one of the things that's important in really making sure that we're closing the loop on the entire experience is understanding how do we better our subject? How do we better the subject, making it better than before we took the photograph? And if you think about our photographs in general, outside the subject, we enhance photographs all the time. Doesn't matter whether you're an analog or a digital photographer or mixed media or whatever you're doing, we're always about enhancing the photograph. We might buy a new camera for increased megapixels. We might edit it in Photoshop or Lightroom, or we might dodge and burn in the darkroom. Heck, we might even buy some prefabbed template in the digital world where we're running somebody else's intention or purpose for that image. We create something better than what we thought was there before. And it's to enhance, it's to make things seem more beautiful, to seem more colorful, to seem more garish, whatever our vision is for the photograph. We're always about that subtle edit manipulation of the photograph to try to make it something else. We try to make it more in line with what we imagined. And that, I think, is a great aspect and great ability we have as photographers and as artists, is to be able to have that level of control or attempt to get to that level of control where we're really having that intention and meaning behind our work. But on the other side of that is the subject, the thing that was in front of the camera, the thing that was in front of our creative process. What did we give back to them during that process? How did we close the loop so that they left enhanced, they left with a better experience? And I think part of that comes down to, if we're not doing that, it's because we're being very egocentric, very ego-driven, where it's all about me and my photographs and my photographic collection and what my image is going to look like. And I think if we can start to let that ego aside and set our ego aside and realize that there's something bigger that happens for us when we create meaningful work, when we tap into that shared experience, I call it kind of a universality. When I look at somebody's work and I see images that resonate and they connect, it's because they've connected with something bigger than themselves. They've told a story beyond just themselves. And while it might be incredibly personal to them, it might be a complete experience that they believe is unique to themselves. Their ability to make it so that everybody connects to that story is what makes it so unique. In order to do that, we have to let the work in the photographs and our experience be about more than just who we are. That ego, that letting go of that ego, I think is a huge step in recognizing that we can leave the subject in a better place than when we got there, when we make it a collective shared experience, when it's not just about me and my lens. One of the things I've learned in working with portrait photographers as an assistant over the years, or making my own portrait photographs, is that when I look at great portrait photographers, and it doesn't matter if it's some elaborate scene, it doesn't matter if they're working with a model, it doesn't matter if they're working with somebody who's not a model, if the person connects with the subject, they connect with the person they're making the portrait of, it's such a more engaging portrait. Their ability to relate to that person and recognize the moment where the two of them are having a shared experience and clicking the shutter at that point makes for such a stronger portrait. It's when the ego of the photographer and the ego of the subject are let go and they share that commonality, they share that moment together, is when it becomes unique. And that's the challenge I think we have, is for us to make it not about us, but to make it about the experience that we have together. So we talk about making the subject comfortable, making the subject be able to have an experience, to feel calm, to feel relaxed. All of those things are about moments of recognition that the photographer has that the person or subject got to that moment. And it doesn't matter if you're shooting landscapes or trees or whatever you're photographing, but to recognize that moment of clarity when it's not just about you, it's about the two of you together that becomes important. I think another aspect that's really important about bettering your subject, and did you leave the subject in a better place than when you got there, is did you share something about yourself? So there's that moment of recognition when the two of you are together, but also what did you share about yourself? What story did you communicate? How did you relate to them? what about yourself did you leave behind with them? And maybe if you're sharing a story or you're connecting with somebody and you can share your own experience and help them relax a little bit, help them relate a little bit more, you then help them understand that you are in this shared experience together. So maybe if you're doing portraits about people who were adopted and yourself were adopted, or you felt the loss of a loved one, or whatever you're working on as a body of work, how do you communicate and relate that so that you have some experience that the person who's making the photograph and the person who's on the other side of the photograph, they have shared a commonality, they've shared a story together, they've shared a vision and an intention together. Maybe it's as simple as when you're photographing a tree or a rock or a landscape, that you acknowledge and thank the subject matter. You thank the tree and say, thank you for giving me the opportunity to photograph you. And as goofy as that sounds and as woo-woo as that sounds, you're about making an awareness of yourself in that moment. And I think that's going to drive a better experience through the photograph because it's no longer just about you and what you want, but about you and what you're experiencing and what the subject matter is experiencing. I think the other piece that's important to that is you've got to give yourself the time to let the person tell their story. One of the things in collaborating together and in working together is, does the person have a unique story? Absolutely. Is it your job as the photographer to help pull that out? Probably not. If you want to come in and make an egocentric, self-driven image to your imagination. But if you want to make a image that truly reflects the uniqueness of you and your subject and the relationship you share, you need to give them a chance to tell their story. So it's not a matter of coming in and making as fast of image as possible. But what do you know about this person? How can you relate to this person? And if you're doing a commercial job where you only have a couple of minutes, say, with somebody, a little background research that you know how to connect with them. So when you meet them and you can say, hey, how are the kids? How's the family? Whatever it is, you get that chance to say, I am attempting to relate to you and be a part of the experience together. By not doing that, I think you're going to miss an opportunity to really connect with the work. And when the subject leaves, they're going to have this idea of the photographer showed up, made a photograph and left. And all I got out of it was the photograph. And in a lot of ways, when you think back and if you read like Susan Sontag's On Photography, and she talks about that predatory nature of photography. And even in the language we use about shoot, capture, take for the photograph, if we allow those type of verbs, those type of definers to explain the photographic process, it will always be solely about the photographer. But if it's creating and making and sharing and experiencing together what is possible with the camera, it will cause a cataclysmic shift in how we think and approach the photographs. It also can drive a huge way in how we relate to the critique of the photograph and the analysis of the photograph. By having the conversation with the photographer or by looking at somebody's work and saying, does this work feel like it was done in service of the photographer, the subject, both of them? What was that essence behind the photograph, I think can become hugely informative in our understanding of the reading and experiencing of the photograph. I think also in terms of bettering the subject, the last kind of big chunk around that is a give back to a community. As a photographer, you're involved in the photographic community, and a lot of us will read and share and talk with our photographic friends, but we're also part of a larger community, the town you live in, the city you live in, the planet you live on, the environment you exist in. And in some ways, I think bettering your subject is also about giving back so that there's an opportunity to share those stories and engage in those communications and engage in these ideas that we want to share with others and communicate with others. And giving back to the community doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give away photographs or that you have to put your photographs on a wall, but making sure that we continue to talk and we continue to share and we continue to create this shared experience through the medium of photography is a way that we better the subjects. It's a way that we better the dialogue. It's a way we better the conversation. Because no matter what your opinion is of the way things are, and it is your opinion because your ego is opinion driven, somebody else is going to have a different take and a different slant. And if we all put those in that conversation together and have a conversation about them through the medium of art, I think we have an interesting opportunity to move some of our core issues, our core angst, our core fears forward in a meaningful way, because we're able to contextualize them in a medium outside of just being stuck in our own head. As we look at history and we look back, one of the unique things is that art survives, great art survives, because it allows us to understand culturally what was going on, what people's tastes were, what their experiences were, what their biases were. And if we can make sure that we get a full rounded experience, so we're getting those conversations from all areas and all aspects of the community, I think it becomes important. So in giving back to the community is also about reaching across different boundaries and different cultures and different races and different sexes, so that you can get a more holistic approach and a holistic understanding about who you are and who the community of photographers are and how they're having a conversation about our broader community at large. So giving that back in terms of both creating photographs and giving back in terms of reaching out and trying to really understand and have a deep connection to the work that others are creating around the world for whatever reason, I think is an important aspect. You'll better your subject of consuming art, just like you better your subject when you create your art. So as you sit back this week and you think about, how do I go about approaching my work? How do I create things? Think about, are you coming from a sense of, how do I make the thing I'm photographing better? Not how do I make the photograph better in Photoshop or in the darkroom, but how do I make the experience that the thing in front of my camera is better? How does it leave feeling like it's been acknowledged and respected, and that we've created a shared experience between the two of us that we both find of value? And for those of you who are dealing with people, that might seem easier on the surface. And those of you who are dealing with rocks might think, wow, that's really a hard conversation to have with a rock. But I think you might find that it's a hard conversation to have no matter what. But as you practice and as you start to do this, it will become easier and easier, and you will see a fundamental shift in what you get through the camera, and what you get back onto the paper after you've printed the image will be much better, will be stronger, and will be more significant, because you've made that real attempt to make the photography about something else than what happens in our own ego. Have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get the chance to get out and make some great photographs or great doodles or sketches or whatever you're going to do creatively. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all the places podcasts are, and give us a review up there. It helps other people find the podcast. We'd appreciate that. And I will see you next time.